Proclamation number 1094, dated the September 15th, 1939. Advantage of contact from Earth to the beyond. It is extraordinarily advantageous to establish a true spiritual communication with the friends of the beyond, for it promotes the soul's maturity soul within a far shorter time. All spiritual faculties will more or less be employed and thus used properly, and this strength benefits the earthly child, for it considerably alleviates its own struggle for psychological maturity, and it will find limitless support on the part of the spiritual beings, which take an interest in supporting the earthly child in every battle, spiritually as well as worldly. Thus, such contact from the earth to the beyond offers an indescribable advantage, and yet it is hardly noticed and valued. Once someone has taken this path and placed himself under the protection of the spiritual guides, he will be completely shielded against any spiritual relapse. He only needs to confirm his will in order to be well taken care of, and then his earthly life will not be so difficult anymore, since all the burdens the human being has carried so far will be willingly shared by the guardians and not be felt as much by the person if he requests help from the spiritual guide. And thus it follows that in this time of suffering on earth the spiritual beings are especially very busy and active, that they are trying everything in order to spiritually influence the human being's thinking and thereby make his life easier, and thus act as true spiritual guardians. Such contact is good in every sense. After all, it comprehensively informs a person, thereby strengthening and enlivening his faith and thus contributing in every respect towards the fact that the person willingly disassociates himself from matter and eagerly involves himself with spiritual matters. Hence it is understandable that the spiritual beings very much like and welcome it when such a contact from earth to the beyond has been initiated, and so doubly endeavor to always instruct the earthly child in a way that it will not tire or become weary in its decision to work its way up to perfection. It depends on the teachers as to whether a person's will then concentrates more on spiritual life, and that therefore threads will be established from the earth to the beyond which will survive every earthly crisis, and which thus will have to take entirely different paths from that which affects the person in times of such earthly adversity. The human race is so very extensively influenced by the blessed spiritual beings, and they gladly accommodate even the slightest will, that such gifts from above should also be received with utmost joy, for one day people will realize how far more valuable it is to know this extraordinarily perfect information. They will ever more eagerly look for contact, for the light being's love is so concerned about the afflicted human race that on its part it does the only thing it can do: it provides the earthly child with strength in abundance, and anyone who uses this strength will never be able to descend again, neither physically nor spiritually. Amen.